Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 11. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, saying to them,
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, These are the living creatures which you do eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatever has a split hoof, completely divided, chewing the cud among the beasts, that you do eat. Only these you do not eat among those that chew the cud or those that have a split hoof. The camel, because it chews the cud but does not have a split hoof, it is unclean to you. And the rabbit, because it chews the cud but does not have a split hoof, it is unclean to you. And the hare, because it chews the cud but does not have a split hoof, it is unclean to you. And the pig, though it has a split hoof, completely divided, yet does not chew the cud, it is unclean to you. Their flesh you do not eat, and their carcasses you do not touch. They are unclean to you. These you do eat of all that are in the waters. Any one that has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, or in the rivers, that you do eat. But all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, all that move in the waters, or any living creature which is in the waters, they are an abomination to you. They are an abomination to you. Of their flesh you do not eat, and their carcasses you abominate. All that have not fins or scales in the waters is an abomination to you. And these you do abominate among the birds. They are not eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, and the vulture, and the black vulture, and the hawk, and the falcon after its kind, every raven after its kind, and the ostrich, and the nighthawk, and the seagull, and the hawk after its kind, and the little owl, and the fisher owl, and the great owl, and the white owl, and the pelican, and the carrion vulture, and the stork, the heron after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. All flying insects that creep on all fours is an abomination to you. Only these you do eat of every flying insect that creeps on all fours, those which have jointed legs above their feet with which to leap on the earth. These of them you do eat, the locust after its kind, and the destroying locust after its kind, and the cricket after its kind, and the grasshopper after its kind. But all other flying insects which have 4 feet is an abomination to you. And by these you are made unclean. Anyone touching the carcass of any of them is unclean until evening, and anyone picking up part of the carcass of any of them has to wash his garments and shall be unclean until evening. Every beast that has a split hoof, not completely divided, or does not chew the cud, is unclean to you. Anyone who touches their carcass is unclean. And whatever goes on its paws among all the creatures that go on all fours, those are unclean to you. Anyone who touches their carcass is unclean until evening. And he who picks up their carcass has to wash his garments and shall be unclean until evening. They are unclean to you. And these are unclean to you among the creeping creatures that creep on the earth, the mole and the mouse and the tortoise after its kind, and the gecko and the land crocodile and the sand reptile and the sand lizard and the chameleon. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Anyone who touches them when they are dead becomes unclean until evening. And whatever any of them in its dead state falls upon becomes unclean, whether it is any wooden object or garment or skin or sack. Any object in which work is done, it is put in water, and it shall be unclean until evening. Then it shall be clean. Any earthen vessel into which any of them falls, whatever is in it becomes unclean, and you break it. Any of the food which might be eaten on which water comes becomes unclean, and any drink which might be drunk from it becomes unclean, and on whatever their carcass falls becomes unclean. An oven or cooking range, it is broken down. They are unclean and are unclean to you. But a fountain or a well, a collection of water, is clean. But whatever touches their carcass is unclean. And when their carcass falls on any planting seed which is to be sown, it is clean. But when any water is put on the seed, and any part of any such carcass falls on it, it is unclean to you. And when any of the beasts which are yours for food dies, he who touches its carcass becomes unclean until evening. And he who eats of its carcass has to wash his garments, and shall be unclean until evening. And he who picks up its carcass has to wash his garments, and shall be unclean until evening. And every creeping creature that creeps on the earth is an abomination. It is not eaten. Whatever crawls on its stomach, and whatever goes on all fours, and whatever has many feet among all creeping creatures that creep on the earth, these you do not eat, for they are an abomination. Do not make yourselves abominable with any creeping creature that creeps, and do not make yourselves unclean with them, lest you be defiled by them. For I am Yahuwah, your Elohim, and you shall kadosh yourselves, and you shall be Kodesh, for I am Kodesh. And do not defile yourselves with any creeping creature that creeps on the earth. For I am Yahuwah, who is bringing you up out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim, and you shall be Kodesh, for I am Kodesh. This is the Torah of the beasts and the birds and every living creature that moves in the waters and of every creature that creeps on the earth, to make a distinction between the unclean and the clean, and between the living creature that is eaten and the living creature that is not eaten.